Good morning, guys. So in this private episode for you today, I've been spending some time thinking about quick fixes and why we can be, totally include myself in this, by the way, why we can be often drawn to quick fixes and not just drawn to them, but stay in this space of kind of like delusion, you know, as in constantly thinking that there's going to be something that can magically get things sorted. And of course, I'm looking at this today with a lens on sexual performance anxiety and specifically erection problems. There's many things out there that offer quick, immediate fixes, but do they actually work? And what price do we pay of chasing, continuously chasing these quick fixes, spending our time in the hope land, rather than usually often doing the work that needs to be done to get this sorted. I think there's a part of us that knows quick fixes are generally not, you know, don't really do the job long term, or perhaps they give us some short term results, but not really what we want over the long term. And but yet we can keep going back to them. So what I did is I did some research on why, when we face sexual performance anxiety and erection problems, why we develop this desire to find quick fixes or immediate solutions. And I learned that there were a few reasons that came up. Now, all of these intuitively make sense, but I wanted to share them with you and just go through them together so that we can understand what's going on. Because I always feel with anything in life, when we understand our mind, and when we understand the process that we're in, we become conscious of it. And then that means we have more awareness to do something differently and often to do something that's more effective. Up until that point, it's kind of like this four box model I'm sure you've heard: unconsciously incompetent, consciously incompetent, consciously competent, unconsciously competent. So it's kind of a four-step journey that we move through. And for me, this was about moving from the unconsciously incompetent of chasing quick fixes that didn't really work, but staying stuck and hooked in that cycle. And then moving to consciously, why do I do that? Why is that attractive? And then, of course, moving into the consciously competent, choosing tools, strategies that are more effective, that do the job over the long term. So it's a journey that we go through, and I think one of the first important steps is finding out why we get hooked and distracted by these short-term quick fix promises. So I'm going to go through the three reasons that really stood out to me for why this happens. And as we go through this, I'd like you to just keep this in mind for your personal situation and where you're at. And just understanding, reflecting on, have I been chasing quick fixes, specifically with erection problems? And if so, is that where I want to continue? Do I want to continue doing that, or am I ready to actually try something different now, even though that feels a bit scary at times? So the first one that came up, the first reason that I saw that kept on showing up was emotional distress and urgency. Is this one's obvious, right? When we experience sexual performance anxiety or when we experience erection problems, this causes distress. And not just that, it's embarrassment, it is the fear of losing a few things, the person that we love, it's the fear of losing our sense of power and status, it's the fear of losing our sense of masculinity. It causes us to operate from a state of fear and unsafety. We feel unsafe because there's quite a core part of who we are has been rocked. And so that makes sense, right, for why it triggers this emotional distress and a real sense of urgency to be able to get this sorted quickly. So you can imagine when we experience that, particularly for the first few times, our focus is really goes on to, how can I get this sorted as quickly as possible so that I can restore my confidence, I can restore my power and status. And I use the terms power and status quite a lot. Might sound a bit extreme, but this is what drives a lot of humanity. And just thinking about it on a basic level, power and status may be, you know, my ability to attract the person that I love, or my ability to feel like a man. You know, that really all links to feelings of power and status, but it shows up in different ways in day-to-day life. So that was totally understandable to me of, okay, this is a thing that clearly triggers us to go into this space of quick fixes, getting this problem restored as quickly as possible, and how do I do that with the least possible pain? As I've spoken about a few times before, as humans, we are wired to avoid pain. So whenever we're, you can see the dichotomy that's caused here. Number one, we don't get hard. So that is a pain in itself. But then we have to get the thing fixed. We have to get this situation fixed. And we want to avoid pain from doing that. And pain could come in the form of embarrassment. I want to avoid embarrassment. So maybe I avoid talking to other people about it. And I just want to get it dealt with myself. We avoid the pain of having to spend time getting this sorted. So if there was two options, am I going to go for at first? Am I going to go for the thing that promises on the packaging that it gets sorted immediately? Or am I going to go for the thing that says this is going to take a few months for us to work through and get sorted? You know, the answer is obvious at the beginning. It's not till later that we realize, okay, this original getting the quick fix isn't really working for me. So you can see there how we're avoiding the pain of it happening again, and also the pain of having to wait a long time to get that fixed. So that's the first one that can push us over into this space of getting hooked on quick fixes. The second one, misinformation and unrealistic promises. The world is full of these. And I don't even think we've seen the tip of it, the peak of it, particularly with the internet. And you will know, you would have seen this in so many different aspects of life. How to get ripped in 30 days. How to have incredible sex by taking this one pill. How to, you know, never lose your hard on again and it's dirt cheap, something like that. How to become a millionaire in 30 days is maybe a bit extreme, but a year or whatever it may be. We see these things and it's tempting. It plays right into our psyche as human beings, because we want the least amount of pain, the least amount of effort. That's how we're wired. So these types of things, you know, the phrase of like giving candy to a baby. I'm not sure about this. I think it's probably because they like the sugar, because of what the sugar does to the body. But that's what happens, right? When we see these promises, when we see these, even though we know something doesn't feel quite right about this, but I'm going to do it anyway because what the hell? I want the quick fix. So as I said, in the age of the internet, we come across, many men come across misleading information, adverts, things that promise instant solutions, miracle products, and often they can exaggerate or promote these like magic cures that seem too good to be true, but oh, I'd be crazy not to try it. Now, I'm not knocking all of these companies. You know, some of them may be operating from a point of view where they have genuinely found something that helps in the short term. But really the question is this actually helping, or is it covering things up? And often it's covering things up. You know, it's like making it look a nice painting on the surface, but underneath there's actually work that needs to be done to get this sorted in the long term. So that is the second reason as to why we can fall into this trap of quick fixes and get hooked on that, because there's always something new out there. If we haven't tried one pill, there's always another pill to try. There's always another type of something else to try, or somebody else to listen to that makes it sound a little bit different. So that's the second reason. And then the third reason, which I think is actually probably true for many of us, and I know definitely for me, this was one of the things. And by the way, just going back to that, the misinformation and unrealistic results, one of the things as well that seems, it doesn't seem an obvious one that we would keep going back to, but porn, right? Especially when we face erection challenges, and there's, you may be able to relate to this, there's a point in time where we think, shit, if I can't get hard, if I can just get hard watching porn, then I need to keep watching porn to be able to stay hard. So that is an example of a hook as well, right? Of this thing that's promising satisfaction, promising pleasure, all of this kind of stuff. And it plays right into what our body, what the chemicals in our body want instantly, but over the long term, it doesn't actually get us to where we want to be in life. So that's it, another example of a hook that's less obvious. So coming on to this third point, the final one, is the avoidance of deeper emotional or psychological challenges to work through, right? And I think especially for guys, and I know especially for me, this one was really true. You may have heard me explain before that I kept this a secret for a long time, didn't speak to anybody about it. I had a coach and we had a year working together, and it wasn't until right at the end of that year that I finally said something about this, and that's when everything changed, and that's what started me on this journey to talking to you right now and offering the guidance and tools that worked for me. But avoiding this deeper emotional work that needed to be done, I was doing that for a long time. And so when we seek quick fixes, this can provide a distraction, right? A temporary distraction. It means that we don't have to do this work of addressing underlying emotional factors or things that are contributing to performance anxiety. And it seems much easier, less painful, and less effort. So it's like tick, 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 ease, less pain, less effort, to focus on a superficial solution rather than actually confronting the stuff that's a bit deeper rooted, that we may not understand, that may feels a bit scary, that we may feel like, I just don't think that's related to it. I know I found for me, I'd built up so many layers around it that I was kind of masking. I'd done such a good job, and I think we all do this in our lives, we can do such a good job of creating this alternative reality, this lens that we see the world through that's not actually what's going on. It's just the story that we've created in our mind. And it can feel difficult to even think about changing that, or even think about opening up to reordering that story or looking at it in a different way. It can feel painful and scary. So imagine if we had these three boxes that could be ticked of the ease, less pain, and less effort versus feels a bit scary, is going to take a little bit longer, and isn't the easy solution. It's not as easy as swallowing a pill, right? We can see there straight away, the other one feels more scary. And yet I also believe there's something in us that knows that's where the work is. That's where the focus is, because when I do that, I do get this sorted. And when I do that, there's a part of us that knows we can step into truly who we want to be. We can. That's when I can fulfill my potential. But it feels scary to go there and think about it. So those are the three areas that stood out to me. Just to recap, the emotional distress and urgency that pushes us into this land of wanting to find quick fixes, misinformation or unrealistic promises. This also pushes us into this space of quick fixes. And then also, particularly as men, wanting to avoid deeper emotional or psychological things that contribute to sexual performance anxiety for us to work through. So in summary, what was the point of this? Well, the point of this is to say it's important to know that seeking quick fixes doesn't really address the underlying causes of sexual performance anxiety and erection problems. And whilst I'm not discounting that there may be temporary relief, they're often not long lasting. And how do I know this? Well, I would have to be crazy by now if I didn't see the patterns from the hundreds of guys that I've spoken with who say, yeah, the pills work 50% of the time, but I have to obsess on the pill taking strategies of what time, how much, is it even going to work or is it not? What mindset do I have to be in? And then half of the time it doesn't work anyway. So I've heard that from many guys that I've spoken with that's taken things like Tadalafil, Cialis, or Viagra. And then there's the guys that it just doesn't work for at all, or they've got to a certain point of taking it for quite a while and then it just totally stops working. And then there's all of the other promises, solutions out there. Just to give you an example of this, so the YouTube channel that I have where I put the videos on. So I had a message the other day from this company. Oh, we've developed this solution that will, I'm trying to remember what he said, but it will like blow the socks off anyone experiencing erection problems. It's cheap. It just takes one pill. Let me know if you want to come and speak, if you want me to come and speak to your audience. And it's just like, no, this is not the way. This is not the way. And I understand that there's that part of us that wants the quick fix, that wants the instant solution. And for me, it doesn't sit right. It doesn't, in terms of like ethical, and is this, we're promising something, fixing somebody's world, or this is such a challenging thing to navigate, right? It really, makes us question so many parts of ourselves. As I said earlier on, our masculinity, our ability to have a relationship, our self-esteem, right? A pill doesn't fix those things. This takes deeper work. So, whilst it can be tempting to jump into that loop, that cycle of chasing quick fixes, it is often not the thing that sorts it for us. And that's what I would like to end today with. And just to reflect on where you're at and your personal situation, if you've decided to move away from the quick fixes and have really got this sorted, you're on the path to get this sorted and doing the work, then I applaud you. If you feel like you're in the cycle of the quick fixes, I also applaud you for listening to this today, for being here and being open to thinking about this slightly differently. Now, whether it is with me or with somebody else that you work with, what's the next step? And I would say if you have noticed that you are in that cycle of chasing the quick fixes and you know it's not really getting you the results that you want, or if you have been doing other things but still you're not really seeing the results that you want, then I encourage you to take a next step from here today. You'll know that in the newsletter, there's an invite that I've put on there to a free online meet that I do each week that is called Annihilate Anxiety Webinar. So we meet for 20 minutes and I go through a tool that has been an absolute game changer for me. And this is 100% mindset. There's no pills to take. I'm not posting out any pills to you. This is going through the work together, step by step. So I look forward to serving you and seeing you there. And in the meantime, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. Take care, brother.